In this part of the program, we turn to Iran and a conversation with a diplomat once held hostage there about the challenges of dealing with that country. First, the U.S., Europe, Russia, and China have not yet settled on what the next step will be in their effort to stop Iran's controversial nuclear activities. Meeting in London yesterday, the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany did not reach agreement on a package of incentives and disincentives for Iran. Iran's government has been uncharacteristically quiet in recent days while it waits for the offer. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The goal of all those participating in the London meeting, the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany, was to prevent Iran from continuing to enrich uranium. The London meeting was meant to put the final touches on an offer of economic incentives, including peaceful nuclear technology, but which also includes the threat of economic and diplomatic sanctions if Iran doesn't accept. At least publicly, the Iranian position has been firm for months. Iran won't accept any package that deprives it of its rights as a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, according to Foreign Ministry official Mohammad Fardiafard.
The major point is to recognition of a right to have nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. And of course, use all the means to have this use of nuclear energy, including enrichment of uranium inside of the Iranian territory. If the package that they are talking about includes that right that we have, of course, everything is possible.
The Iranian position has not budged, in part because the UN Security Council is divided about what to do, with Russia and China effectively blocking the U.S. effort to punish Iran. But there is some discomfort here about the package of incentives and disincentives under discussion. Rahman Garamanpour of the semi-official Center for Strategic Research sees Europe's willingness to threaten sanctions as evidence it has moved closer to the U.S.
In the last EU proposal, Iranians supposed that EU acts independent from United States of America. One of the main problems of EU's recent proposal is that EU has talked about disincentives, and this may be an obstacle for starting negotiations, more negotiation between Iran and the EU.
Still, Europe's willingness to consider sanctions may be having an effect on Iranian thinking. Some Iranian officials have been hinting for several months that they would like to talk directly to the U.S. about the nuclear impasse. Yesterday, Mohammed El-Baradei, director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, met with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice after holding talks a few days ago with Ali Larijani, head of Iran's National Security Council. Larijani has stated publicly he would like direct contacts with the Bush administration. White House spokesman Tony Snow said yesterday the Iranian feelers are evidence the U.S. pressure is working. But Rahman Garamanpour urged the U.S. to understand that the Iranian government does not speak with just one voice.
From perspective, the people may appear as unified, but in the domestic politics, they have different ideas. And I think that in finding any solution to the present impasse, it is necessary to regard the different voices inside Iran.
The package under negotiation may include an offer to build a light water nuclear reactor in Iran, but could also threaten to cut off supplies of gasoline to Iran. Iran imports some 40% of its gasoline, a large portion of that from Europe. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.